Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by Knoxville Area Community Theater's Lori Pearson to talk about their upcoming drama camp. Now, Lori, tell us how this drama camp got started by your theater group.
The Knoxville Area Community Theater Group, or you may have seen it referred to as KACT, has been responsible for putting on one or two plays a year for the last several years. But a few years ago, we decided that there was a need in the community that we could see for younger students and middle school students, especially without drama in the schools, for them to be able to work on their creativity and skills in that area. So we decided about 3 years ago, and with the assistance of a couple of churches in town who volunteered their space, we use that now to offer, this year will be a 4-day camp for the students to come and spend time being creative, spend time meeting new friends, and on the last night being able to put on a production for their parents.
Now, what are some of the things that are going to be worked on during this drama camp?
Some of the things we will work on are maybe they will have a feeling that they might have to portray without words. How would that look with their body? How would their facial expression change? We will also work on inflection of how we speak those lines, whether our voice might be soft or whether it might be loud. Just lots of movement things. The kids love to do all of that and to let their creativity shine. And we often find that even some of the quieter students find this as a way for them to release some of those ideas that they have inside. So we kind of let our groups dictate where we go with each of them. If we see the need to work on more speaking skills, we will work on that. But we try to vary the activities each night so the kids are always anxious to come and learn from us.
This has got to be quite a confidence builder for these students, isn't it?
It is a confidence builder, and I think that motivates them to come back, and especially working with the younger students who are maybe beginning readers, it gives them confidence, I think, in reading and using their voice and their body to share what's happening in that story as well.
Now, who is this drama camp directed towards, and who will benefit from it?
We're asking that the students who come to the camp must have finished first grade this previous year, simply because of reading skills. We know there's some that may not be true. They may be younger, but to keep it consistent, we're looking for students entering second grade on up. Usually we have through eighth or ninth grade. We would take anyone if they want to come and join us, but then depending on the enrollment, we will divide into smaller groups so we can meet those individual students' needs.
Now, how can people sign up for the drama camp, and where can people find out more information?
Very simply, on Facebook, we have a page under Knoxville Area Community Theater. They can check out that page, or if they are interested in signing up, I would ask them to contact myself, Lori Pearson, at 641-891-2868, or you can email me as well at lorip123@gmail.com. What we need is really what grade the student has completed, a phone number in case of an emergency, and also we are offering a free t-shirt for those who join us this year. So we need to know what size they would wear in a t-shirt. And so for that reason, we're asking people to sign up by July 1st so we can make sure that we have those t-shirts in place for when the camp takes place from July 7th through 10th. And each evening it'll start at 6:15 and go to 8 o'clock. We'll be in the basement of the First United Methodist Church, 313 East Montgomery in Knoxville.
And that's today's Knoxville Farm and Homes Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, what a farm store should be. Thanks again to our guest, Knoxville Area Community Theater's Lori Pearson, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.